Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Had a very, very busy day today. If you missed any of the show, Odyssey app, you could rewind to 2 o'clock reacting to the news that Julius Randle is done for the season. You could listen to 4:30 when Bad Tiki joined the show, and right around 3:50 when we reacted to an awful, brutal, disgusting Met loss in which Sean Morash may have seen the death of a season in my eyes. And maybe you hear it in my voice, but if you rewind to about 3:45, you'll get to decide for yourself. But right now, it's 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo. It's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. Yesterday, as the Yankees closed out their improbable 6-1 start to the year, we saw a little crack, a little glimmer of what could be a big problem. That's Clay Holmes closing games. So I'm going to give you the five most likely closers for the Yankees come October. Wow. All right, here we go.
Already. Here we go!
Number five.
5-1, dude.
6-1.
6-1.
Look, I just want to get ahead of the problem, all right?
All right, go ahead.
Number five, don't freak out, Luis Gil.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
Hear me out. Still not fully a three-pitch pitcher, electric 100-mile-an-hour stuff, an innings limit. If that's the way, once they get some of these starters back, they get him cooking, maybe he's the perfect arm out of there.
Garrett Cole comes back. Yeah. Now you don't necessarily need him as a rotation guy. That's not bad.
I think that's higher on my list. Like, if I was making that exact Cinco, Luis Gil may have been one or two, because I think he's got electric stuff, and we talked about this the other day with the fact that he has not thrown a lot of innings the last couple of years. That his role probably in the second half of the year and in the postseason, if the Yankees are there, and I think they will be, I think he's going to be a very important arm out of the bullpen.
Wow, I thought you guys were going to kill me for that.
No, not at all.
Number four.
Robert Suarez.
We're making trades now.
Yeah. Look.
Not even on the roster.
Huh? Padres under 500. We already clearly know we can engage in trade talks with him. We just dumped a bunch of pitchers their way. Look, maybe Cashman goes back to the well if the Padres season spirals.
Not a bad idea, but the Yankee bullpen is off to an insane start. As always. Their bullpen's always good. It's amazing.
I'm glad you mentioned their bullpen, Ev.
Number three.
Ian Hamilton.
Yeah.
Boy, he looks spicy
Loved
out of there.
Him yesterday.
Oh, another find for Brian Cashman in that pen. And he kind of has closer stuff.
Oh, no doubt. He looks great. I think that the answer to your question, if Clay Holmes is not the closer for this team, may come from within, and Ian Hamilton is a great candidate.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's Clay Holmes. I think he's still the strongest in-house candidate.
Wait, what was the name of the Cinco? I thought it was to replace Clay Holmes.
No. Most likely closers for the Yankees come October.
Okay, so you have him at number two.
Like that, ultimately, Clay Holmes still figures it out and keeps the job at number two.
I have a prediction. Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
I have a feeling I know what you're putting as number one, and I don't like it.
Okay.
And I think it's dirty, and I think it's disgusting.
I will tell you this.
Do you hear what I'm thinking, Tiki, without saying the name?
You're thinking.
No, don't say it.
I will just say this before I reveal number one. Clay Holmes was number one as of an hour ago.
Oh, I see what I'm talking about. Here we go. I knew it.
Number one.
Edwin Diaz. Look. Bad team that can get a hole for a big-time player. Will Spencer Jones be included in the deal? We shall find out.
Here's what's crazy.
One thing is clear. I think Edwin Diaz is finishing the season in New York.
You want the lefty judge? Come on, man.
Here's what's so funny about this.
You're going to lose Pete. You're going to lose Edwin. Might as well, right? You can trade everybody else.
It is April 4th, and Sean has such a smile on his face, like, oh, you see what I did there? See what I did there? Edwin Diaz. You are the third different person in the last 48 hours to bring up something similar to this.
I'm not saying it's original.
I'm going to give you the two other examples. Number one, Gio in the morning. Things go bad, they'll trade Edwin Diaz. By the way, I disagree with him. Even if things do go bad, they're not trading Edwin Diaz.
Okay.
But okay, he put it out there. Number two, a freaking caller to the overnight calls up Big Mac and says, I got an idea.
Mm.
And Big Mac's like, what you got? And he says, makes sense for everybody. Edwin Diaz to the Yankees.
Oh, of course.
For Spencer Jones.
Of course. Chris loves that. That works for him.
He said no.
Oh, he said no.
Oh, come on.
No. Oh, wow.
Big Mac.
Why did he say no? It was his reason.
Can't trade Spencer Jones.
Oh, that's ass. Yeah. If we got a chance to fin, that's the closing piece. You go trade Spencer Jones for Edwin Diaz.
Right. Unbelievable. Yeah. I am glad. And by the way,
this feels like turnabout, right? You guys are pining for Soto. Now Yankee fans can pine for Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, but the difference is it's like Knicks fans pining for Mikal Bridges. It's not going to happen. Like, we could waste our time and pretend like it's going to happen. We could do that, but it's not going to happen. Number one.
Yeah, you're right. Soto's never going to the Mets.
Yeah. Well, maybe Diaz could come and tell him how great Queens is.
No, I think what you're forgetting is, let's say, and I hate this discussion, but let's just do it because you brought it up. The Mets have a terrible season. They lost game one of the doubleheader. They're already losing game two of the doubleheader. They could start 0-6. And let's say they're terrible. And they trade guys away. They're not trading Edwin Diaz, who's got 4 more years left on his contract. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that. I'll make you a bet. You want a new bet? Want a new prediction bet?
I'm good on bets.
Want a new beard? Want a double beard?
I don't want a double beard.
I'll go double beard.
I don't want a double beard.
I'll make a double beard. Oh, then you grow the beard.
I don't want to grow the beard. Yeah, I already have a beard.
Why are we talking about the beard? The only one has beard problems are you.
I've got major beard problems.
Hey, don't try to give me your stinky hair on my face.
Thank you, Sean. Good luck. Right. I also want to bring something up related to that since you brought it up, and then we'll get to your calls and we'll hear from Joe Beningo's dirty, dirty ad. This closer thing. This closer thing really, really bothers me. I have heard Yankee fans say, we can't win if Clay Holmes is our closer. And I'll tell you why I find that to be ridiculous. Not just because it's April 4th. Not just because he's pitched, 3 seconds of this season. Do you know who the closer was for the world champions last year? And this is a rhetorical question. I'm not trivia-ing you, Tiki, or Sean.
I actually do not.
The answer is Jose Leclerc. He was the closer for the Texas Rangers last year. Do you know who the closer was for the Houston Astros in 2022? That one's a good one. It was Ryan Pressly, who's not their closer anymore.
Right.
You know the closer was for the Atlanta Braves in 2021? Will Smith. The idea of anyone thinking you can't win with blank as your closer is based on a fallacy. And I know what the fallacy is. I can diagnose it. It's called being a Yankee fan. Because your championships came with some of the greatest closers the sport has ever seen.
Yeah, so it's like you need to repeat history in order to win another championship.
I think so.
It's got to be the same exact formula that has persisted for a lot of these.
It's not just that.
Mariano Rivera, John Wetland in 96, Goose Gossage in 78, Sparky Lyle. You guys have had in your history, specifically Mariano. I'm adding those guys because they're also great, but Mariano's the greatest closer of all time. And the last time you won a World Series, it was him jumping up and down. When you won in 2000, it was him jumping up and down. Don't I know? And so I think that there's this knee-jerk reaction. It's not true. It's not based on reality of baseball that, well, if we don't have this all-time great dominant closer, we can't win. Is Jose Leclerc an all-time dominant closer?
No.
But is Will Smith an all-time dominant closer?
No.
So, okay, go ahead.
You're right. My only argument is going to be we've also seen seasons end devastatingly on Chapman giving up a homer to Altuve. So we've seen the reverse. It's not that you need to
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm a closer. But also, we've seen closers ultimately be the reason the Yankees lost.
Yeah, you don't want them to be the liability.
And had their season ended.
You don't want that one to be the liability.
Of course. Like, bullpen and the way they pitch in the postseason are monumental. And I think you actually brought up a good point with your Cinco that when we get to October, it could be any of those guys. It could be someone from outside the organization. Mm-hmm. It may be someone who gets called up in August and all of a sudden pitches great. Like, remember that kid last year, Josh Boers? Like, all of a sudden, he's one of their best relievers? Like, crap happens. Things don't even make sense. So I think, despite Holmes' shakiness, you can be concerned about him. I totally get it. You can say, you know what? If I'm Aaron Boone, I wouldn't be married to him having to get the biggest three outs of a game. Those are all fair. And I understand it. I think those are fine discussions. Mm-hmm. But when I hear, quote, they can't win with this guy as closer, that makes my ears ring because it's just like, that's not based on the real world, is it?
Yeah, no.
It's like ignoring every other team that's won.
It's true. Not to mention, you know, if the bats start getting hot, Aaron Judge goes where he started to last night and everyone else, starts playing at a high level, offensive baseball, like you predicted at the beginning of the season, the closer's less important.
Right? I think the closer's always going to be important, you know?
But it's not like you're winning one-run games all the time if you're putting crooked numbers up early and often.
How much money is it worth it to go to Yankees tomorrow? Like, these prices on the secondary market, for anybody listening who's like, dude, I want to go to opening day. Like, they are so expensive.
$150?
The get-in is $100. But that's just to get in.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad.
To get in?
It's opening day. I mean, I thought it was going to be more.
You thought it was going to be more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a relatively nice day.
Yeah. More on that in a second. We'll get back to your calls. But let's hear from Joe Beningo in his ad that is now getting national attention. You may have heard a little bit from Boomer and Geo this morning. Awful Announcing has posted it. My longtime dear partner of 13 years, Joe Beningo, talking about his stuff.
Hey, Joe Beningo here. Now, I don't know about you, but for years, I struggled with grooming the family jewels. Oh, my God, did I have trouble doing this. You know what I was using?
What?
I was using this. I'm grooming myself down below
a giant scissor.
This monstrosity of a scissor.
Right,
you got to be kidding
scissor.
Me.
Big scissor.
And I was getting along okay,
and then
but
what?
I was never getting the results I really wanted. And then one day, things finally changed for good. I'm grooming myself down below with the scissor, and we had a little bit of an accident.
Oh, no.
Well, it was traumatic. The trauma, you know, nobody wants to have an accident when it comes to the family jewels. There was a little blood. I even had to put a Band-Aid on it. Oh, my God. It wasn't pretty. Well, thankfully, not too long after that, I made sure everything was in working order, if you know what I mean. But I said to myself, I'm done. Beningo is done. I got to find something better than this. So a good friend of mine came over one day and says, Joe, you having an issue grooming the family jewels? I said, yeah, it's been a problem. In fact, I even cut myself the other day. He said, you ever see Manscaped? You ever check out the Manscaped? I said, no, what the hell is Manscaped? He turned me on to it. Next thing I know, I'm using the lawnmower. Are you kidding me? I got the best grooming I ever got. I couldn't believe it. This was the result I've been looking for years. And not only were the family jewels groomed to, you know, I guess as close to perfection as you could get.
What else?
But my penis looked bigger. And let's be honest, there's no guy out there that doesn't want his penis to look bigger. So if you're having trouble grooming the family jewels, don't be an idiot like I was and use this stupid scissor. Check out Manscaped. Check out the lawnmower. Believe me, your balls will be glad you did.
That's my guy right there.
That is unbelievable. It's so like... I don't know, like real.
That is one of the great ads of all time.
There's no innuendo. It's just straight. If you have these appendages, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
How far away are we from Joe sending, you know, package pictures to Robert Saleh via text? You think it looks bigger, bro?
There's one thing about Joe. He's just going to tell you like it is.
Right.
This is the way it is. So that is getting national attention now. Our man Joe Beningo is getting more attention than anything.
I got to tell you, Manscaped?
Manscaped must be thrilled right now.
Manscaped have to be ecstatic.
I know.
It's just like earned media. Yes. Like you don't even, it's not like bought. You're not like paying for clicks.
They just got this five. Is earned. They just got a 2 minute hit on WFA in 512.
My penis looked bigger.
The Mets may stink, but my junk looks huge.
Oh, that's a great point. Hey, want to talk to one of the 13 people that went to the first game of the Mets doubleheader?
Oh, definitely.
Our buddy Kendrick and Suffren was there.
Hey,
Kendrick,
what's up, Kendrick?
Why were you there? Like, were we that bored?
So, I'm a high school teacher. This week I'm off. My kid has a half day. I picked him up at 11:15, shot over there, and I sat down in the third inning to see the run score, and I thought my kid's first game was going to be awesome. And then I realized I was in Citi Field.
hey, all you had to do was leave by the middle of the ninth. You'd have been all right.
Tiki, come on.
I'm just kidding.
If I'm going to go through, I'm going to go all the pain for Joe Beode there. Yeah, it was pathetic, guys. And I wanted to bring up a few things here while I was sitting there with the 13 others. One is Jeff McNeil. Tommy, I was driving home listening to him talking about that pitch that he took, and he was spot on. And while I was watching the game, the other thing I thought about was McNeil also put a lot of this on the team because of that Hoskins slide. The more I thought about it, he made that into something. And if we didn't have that character issue, right, that's what we've been looking at. The record is one thing, and if they can win today, this second game here, and maybe go 4-6 or 3-7 in the first 10 games, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
The issue is that guy is lost at the plate, and it exemplifies the whole team's issues. And the second thing is, when he made that into something with Hoskins and no one had his back, that has been lingering on this team forever, where if that guy either, one, like you guys were saying, punched him in the face when he had him on the ground there, or two, just acted tough and just walked it off, there is no, like, concern about the character of this team.
Yeah.
And then the other point I wanted to make with Lindor and Alonso, you know, I was looking at Lindor's stats. When he was in Cleveland, he was a cleanup hitter. I think maybe, you know, take some pressure off of him and protect Pete and reverse the two guys there, because something has to give. And Evan, I'm going to keep saying this, Pete's going to have 200 career home runs, 600 career RBIs, and BT was on it earlier today about this. Sometimes it's too late to have a big moment. And if Pete and the Mets don't turn it around soon enough, all of these stats are just going to be window dressing. They're not going to mean anything, because at the end of the day, they're going to be at home in October, and there's nothing that will turn around this April if it's going to continue.
It's not about the numbers. It's about, do you get better if you trade him? And I'm not convinced you do, because you have to replace that kind of production. And right now, the Mets' struggles aren't simply because of Pete Alonso. And Pete Alonso's actually hit a little bit. Now, he's only hit one home run, and maybe in that big spot in the 11th, you're looking for him to have that dramatic three-run home run. So it's not just, oh, look at these gaudy numbers. It's, if you move on from him, whether losing him as a free agent or trading him at the end of the season, you got to replace him. And I think we take for granted how difficult it is to replace a reliable slugger like Pete. But I want to get to your first point, because I think it's a good one, about McNeil kind of setting the tone for this season by being angry about something and then nothing ever happening.
Yeah, both on his part, but also by his teammates. And so I think the challenge is that you don't get a ton, and this is what I think Kendrick was talking about, and BT is probably saying the same thing, is that you get very few opportunities to define either yourself or what the season's going to be. They don't just come around all the time. And when they do, and you don't take advantage of it, either by your play on the field or by your personal reaction to whatever this galvanizing moment is, you're just going to, it lingers and it lasts and it creates questions that people will look back on a month from now. And so it's hard to like crush a guy because he's trying to do the right thing, right? Instead of getting tossed out of this game and suspended, meaning the Brewers game, and getting suspended for 3 days, he kind of just expressed himself in an aggressive way But nothing came from it.
And that continued the trend from last year of, and really the last 2 years, of getting hit by pitches, being angry, and nothing happening. Now, let's say that doesn't happen to Kendrick's point. They're still 0-5 and not hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think we're still worried. I think there's still anger. I think there's still frustration about what this season is turning into. But I do agree that that brought up something else and a sore subject from the last couple of years, and the Mets were never able to answer that. Now, something very, very important for Yankee fans out there. Yankee fans, if you're listening, you may have tickets to Monday's game. They're scheduled to take on the Miami Marlins. It was a 2 o'clock start. They were giving away a T-shirt to honor the solar eclipse. Sean broke the news a while ago, or a half hour ago or so, that the game time is being moved, which caused us to say, what the hell's going on? Sean has spoken to the New York Yankees. We now have an answer. So what the hell's going on with Monday's game?
All right, there's going to be a press release shortly. Per dialogue with Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball doesn't want to play through this eclipse. Mm. So the Yankee-Marlin game originally scheduled Monday for 2:05, if you had tickets, first pitch will be a 6:05 first pitch at Yankee Stadium Monday.
Okay, I have an issue with this. And here's my issue. It has nothing to do with whether it should be 2 or 6. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. I mean, it affects our show a little bit, but that's irrelevant. You knew that there was a solar eclipse. MLB knew the... And by the way, I'm exonerating the Yankees. This is on MLB, the clueless Rob Manfred. You knew there was a solar eclipse. You knew that the Yankees decided to do something around that. Their business, their decision. If you didn't want it because it's dangerous, you could have made that news known to the franchise and the customers long before they sold tickets.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee to you there is somebody in our audience right now who took an off day to take their family or their friend or whomever to go to a 2 o'clock baseball game that you allowed the Yankees to promote because obviously you're okay with it.
Yeah. And so they decided this was an issue just now. Is this how this kind of
However this has come up, baseball's decided, I don't know if it's the players, I don't know if it's the league, they do not want to play this game through this eclipse.
They don't want to play the game through the eclipse.
That's okay. But why you decide that now, 5 days before the game? If I'm the Yankees, I'm pissed off. I'll make this clear. Based on what you're telling me, I'm not even mad at the Yankees. I'm mad at Major League Baseball. Hmm. You can't tell your customer. I know you do it anyway because they're props. That's all fans are to MLB and NFL. We're props. They don't give a rat's ass. But it is not fair to the customer to tell them a start time and then 5 days earlier change it. Now, you do that with TV anyway. Oh, it's an ESPN game. You bought that 1 o'clock Sunday game. Go screw. Right. It's an 8 o'clock game. I know this isn't new, but this bothers me more because at least with TV, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, it's TV. It's part of the deal. You knew, Rob, there was a solar eclipse. The Yankees made a big deal out of it. They were giving away T-shirts. That was their gimmick. Hmm. Cool, by the way. And now you 5 days earlier say, forget it, we changed our minds?
Well, I mean, the thing we keep asking is, how do you play through the eclipse? So it's a delay. So it's going to be a 5 or 6 minute delay. I doubt you're going to turn the lights on for the 7 minutes that it goes completely dark, right? And it gets a little chilly. And so the players, I wonder if this is a players union thing as well as a MLB thing, right? Because, I mean, you said it. Or you alluded to it. Perhaps the players don't want to do this,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're a starting pitcher, I don't know who's scheduled to start that game. I think it's to be determined for both the Marlins and the Yankees. Like, perhaps the pitcher taking a 7 minute break is not good for him, right? And you don't know what part of the game. It could be in the middle of an at bat, and all of a sudden you got to stand down for 6 minutes or 7 minutes. That's the only thing you're worried about. Is it cool?
They should have.
Yeah,
known
of course
this.
It's cool.
They should have known this.
I agree. Like,
that's my only complaint.
I think the details of what it actually meant didn't dawn on anybody in either Players Association or Major League Baseball until, like, I don't know, an hour ago.
Until it got close.
Right.
They're so clueless.
Which is bizarre. It would have been one of the first questions I would ask is, okay, we're gonna be at the ballpark for an eclipse. Cool. What happens at the game?
Right.
Like, did nobody ever say what happens to the game?
No, I don't know. I don't know how this question isn't asked.
Maybe they were also worried about being liable for the fans, too, for Major League Baseball, you know, looking up
Sean,
or whatever.
That's fine, but they knew this right. For weeks.
Yeah. I wonder if they didn't.
Could you be that oblivious if you're MLB?
Because, look, when we were all looking at the schedule ahead of time in spring training a month ago, all of us did the same thing. What is going on in that Monday that there's a 2 o'clock game?
We didn't realize it was an eclipse. We didn't realize it.
So you have all of these teams, and remember how long it took all of Major League Baseball's teams, because they schedule these times. They put out when the teams are playing where. How long did it take Major League Baseball to go through every team's 162 games and go, wait a minute, you're playing a Monday 2 o'clock game? What's going on here? Is the Yankees a promo?
Come on.
Something could have gotten lost in the shuffle.
Whatever. This kind of stuff pisses me off, and I think it pisses me off, not because I had any, you know, I wasn't going to the game. It doesn't matter to me. I know this as a customer. I know this as someone that goes to games.
Yeah, and to be honest, the customer's probably not that upset because...
Well, it depends. If you took an off day, you're upset.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden you just go back, say, hey, you know what, I don't need that off day. In fact, I'm going to leave early because I want to go to the game
maybe,
at 6.
Maybe.
Right? So, I mean, I doubt the customer is that aggrieved by this.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they are. I have no idea. But it's just the mismanagement of it is what's frustrating.
And I put it on MLB. If you're telling me it was baseball's decision, it's not like the Yankees decided to change
things. I'm just saying it could have been a players' union decision.
Well, let's go to Paul in Portchester. What's up, Paul?
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm having a coronary listening to this because I was working with my friend in the promo department with the Yankees. I was supplying them with glasses for the players.
Oh,
there
could
be a nice dugout picture and everything.
Right.
And he's upset. He just told me about 20 minutes ago, this is all MLB's call. They got a call this morning, and they're fit to be tied right now in the promo department because they had everything planned. I was working with them, and there's nothing dangerous about an eclipse that's more dangerous than any other day of the year. I'm an eclipse educator for NASA, and I spent my past 2 years going around to schools like I did in 2016 and 2017, trying to get science teachers to get their kids outside. I started a program called No Child Left Inside. We have superintendents and principals that are, you know, we're like dumber than people were in the 19th century about eclipses.
Right. So how long does the eclipse last, Paul?
The problem is you're talking about the 6 or 7 minutes. I'm going up to Rochester. Actually, on Saturday to see totality, because I'm a totality fiend. I have to go. I travel around the world to see total eclipse.
Yeah, by the way, that's total eclipse for those who don't know.
New York, we're going to see a 92% eclipse. It's going to get dim. No lights are going to come on. I went to see a 98% in South America a few years ago, and it was like bright as day. The sun is so insanely bright that you wouldn't even notice anything was happening unless you put your glasses on and looked up.
Yeah, you almost feel like it's a cloud going over, right?
And I'll feel to look into the sun. It's just as dangerous any given day of the year. And there's no
You know what you said, Paul, that makes me feel bad? I actually do feel bad for the Yankees. I think the Yankees got screwed here. The promo department, the organization, they planned something out that, while maybe I didn't get a kick out of, okay, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I can hear it from Paul. I can hear it in his voice. And I am now going to make up a story on what actually happened. And I've got, I guess, history on my side.
Mm-hmm.
I know who to blame. I know who made that phone call. It wasn't just Major League Baseball. They didn't wake up one day and say, let's stop this good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly who it was. Let's think. Who's a minor league franchise who bitches about rainouts and when games are stopped? Who's a minor league franchise that tells their general manager, a female general manager, who's damn good at her job, we're going to demote you? What franchise would do that? What kind of Mickey Mouse franchise is actually worse than the Mets right now? The Florida Marlins did it. And that's right, I'm not calling them the Miami Marlins. The Florida Marlins did it. They're a bunch of whiny
you-know-whats. You think they bitched to Major League Baseball?
Yep, they called. They made the phone call. Prove me wrong. You bitched about the Met rainout. You bitch about the weather. You basically told Kim Ng, yeah, we're gonna demote you. You're a stupid organization. They're a dumb, worthless franchise. They haven't won a game yet. Hopefully they don't win today because I don't want them to win. The Marlins cried like little babies.
It's interesting.
That's a made-up story, by the way, that's based on history. You like that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it makes sense. It would make sense why it's so late.
Yeah, let's blame them.
Because otherwise, how did you not know? How did you not know this?
They didn't know.
Major League Baseball had to have known.
Of course they know! You know what made me feel bad? The guy and the gal in the Yankee organization who came up to like Randy Levine and Lon Trost and said, I got this idea. They worked up the courage to say, Mr. Levine, I got this great idea. Mr. Levine's like, what do you got?
Mm-hmm.
And she or he says, solar eclipse day. And there's that 3 second of silence where Randy gives you this look of like, yeah. I'm not sure. And then Randy smiles and he's like, that's the greatest idea I've ever heard. Like, you got it. And this person is so happy. Like, I'm going to get a promotion. Randy Levine likes me. Randy knows my name. This is amazing. This is awesome. And then Major League Baseball and the whiny you-know-whats from Miami ruin this idea for that person and for the Yankees. What a joke. See, who says I don't stand up for the Yankees?
Man of the people, Ev. You just wanted your eclipse glasses.
Yes.
I feel bad for Paul because Paul, I guess he was making them.
Right? And he's making them, man. That's crazy.
That sucks.
I will come right back with your calls. A lot of opinions on the Mets, the New York Yankees home opener tomorrow, and the fallout to the Julius Randle injury. Lots to still get to. A very eventful Thursday on the eve of the Yankees home opener. They come home. They open up Yankee Stadium tomorrow. A red hot ticket on what's going to be a cold but sunny afternoon at Yankee Stadium. Meanwhile, the Mets blew a 3-0 lead in game one of their doubleheader. They lost an extra inning 6-3. They are now losing 1-0, and there being no hit. So that's the state of the New York Mets, who may be on the verge of an 0-6 start to their season, something I have never witnessed in my lifetime. 0-5 is the closest I saw back in 2005. We'll get back to your calls in a second, but major news around Tiger Woods. Tiger's preparing for the Masters by not having sex. Quote from a friend of his, he's focused. He's working really hard in the gym. He's eating right. He's even eliminated sex. Interesting.
Interesting. Don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, I was going to ask you. You're the athlete around here. Does no sex help you better prepare for a big event?
I guess if you're vigorously having sex, it could be disruptive to your preparation.
Vigorously.
But, I mean, what's he supposed to do? Like, add mojo, energy, like, desire?
The
like,
quote is he...
Angst? Like, what are you adding by not having... doing what's natural?
According to his friend, he does that now when he's preparing. No sex until the tournament is over. He doesn't want anything to take away his focus.
Hmm. Now, is he monogamous with somebody right now?
No.
I honestly don't know this
question. I have the answer. I did my research. I come very prepared when we're going to talk about this. He is currently single. So Tiger Woods is a single guy.
Okay,
he had a girlfriend
for a few years.
Then she squatted in his house. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I did hear that. She sued him or something. Like something
yes,
crazy.
Yes.
But I get that now. I get why he's doing this. Because having sex, relations, is now a chore. You have to go... find it.
Oh, but does he really ever have to find it?
Whatever. There's complications that come with not having a monogamous relationship.
So if he had like a girlfriend, it's a little bit different.
Absolutely.
Like, we're just going to do this 5 minutes. Boom.
Exactly.
Let's
go. Like you and I and Loogie and Sean, happily married men.
Yes.
That's how we have sex.
Yes.
It's like, all right, do we need to set a date, honey? Okay. You just horny right now. Let's go.
I'd love to see how many women are renting Airbnbs in Augusta Sunday.
Right. But if you're Tiger and you're single and how are you having sex? Like, hey, let's go to the bar. Hang out. Hey, can I buy you a drink? Hey,
so it's the effort aspect.
It's just the effort. Yeah. Like, the effort's not worth it.
Isn't there like a celebrity Tinder, Tiki?
I don't know. Why are you asking me that?
You're a celebrity. I don't know. Not that you have
it. He's not using it. He's in a relationship.
But not
him. Using celebrity Tinder
I'm sure he has single celebrity friends. It's never come up. Yeah, you wouldn't believe.
Oh, there definitely is a celebrity Tinder. There's no question about it.
Is there?
Well, I know there's a celebrity dating site because I remember hearing some famous person tell Howard that once. Like, you need to be approved to get on the site, and you need to make a certain amount of money. And you know,
so you got to have, like, a blue check mark to get on this thing?
Yeah, like a really blue check mark, yeah. Let's go to Eli calling
a green check mark.
That's true. That's right. Eli's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Eli?
What's up, Eli?
Hey, guys. Big fans.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate it. What's up?
But truth is, I'm ticked off. I am ticked off. Evan, I'm coming to you as a fellow fan. I have a big problem with this Mets team. And I really want to know, genuinely, what should we do? How many years do we have to pretend like we have the right players and it's going to work out? They're batting under 100.
Yes. But what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? That they've got to just trade everybody on the team? They're not that good? Like, what do you mean?
No, I don't mean, but just, I don't want to fool ourselves. This team, they haven't rebounded since that year, that fluke season where they were good and they were playing well, but they just collapsed at the end, and I'm usually a hopeful Met fan.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that's going to always say, you know, they're always going to choke, and they're always. But sometimes when you have that opportunity, and you can tell obviously that they're in their own head, and usually I'm hopeful, but they got to just clean house, and somehow just these players are not going to work. They're batting worse than they should be. I know.
But what is that? But I guess the thing I'm confused about is because you said a lot of things I do agree with.
it feels in a way they haven't recovered from what happened at the end of 22. You're right. You're right. Mm. The collapse, if you will. And I know it wasn't even a collapse, but now it feels that way. The series against Atlanta, the series against San Diego in the wild card round. Like, they haven't recovered from that. They had a terrible year last year. But last year, when I diagnosed what happened, and yeah, everybody slumped in June and the season felt like it just completely spiraled out of control. But was that the fault of Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, or was the rest of the team not good enough? So when you ask me today on April 4th, as the Mets are on the verge of starting this season on ungodly 0-6, your answer is what? Break apart what they have? Because my answer is get more talent. That's my answer. Get even more better players instead of getting rid of good players,
you know, that's not,
that you think is the reason why they're struggling. Does that make sense?
It does, but that's not going to happen this year. They're not in the position.
Well, they're not doing anything this year. They're not going to also trade away a bunch of guys this year. There's a few guys they could trade, but not trading away the entire group of this roster.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I you hear these, break them up, you know, tear it down and start over, play all the young kids. That's not the way to go about it. It's... Again, this is an evaluation season for this new Mets organization, this new Mets and people in charge, David Stearns in particular. And look, are some of these guys in prove-it situations? I'm sure they are. Now, what can they actually do about it? Because so many of them have new contracts, right? Nimmo's contract is new. McNeil's contract is relatively new. Lindor's is so big. What are you doing with it, right? So it's not like... You're getting rid of these guys. You just need them to play better. Now, how to get
right,
them to play better
call
is harder.
But our last call is suggesting trade them. And I think what we lose sight
I don't know about that.
Well, no, I don't know about it either, because you then have to replace them. So you could sit here and bash Lindor for his awful start. I'll join in. He's been bad. Mm-hmm. He's been atrocious. But trading him, thinking that's the magic elixir, well, you got to replace him.
Yeah.
Same thing with Pete Alonso. It's so easy. We'll just trade Pete Alonso. Yeah, how are you replacing 45 home runs and 110 RBIs? And if the answer is, well, they're losing with him, they'll lose without him. No. The goal's to win. And if the goal's to win, how do you get better by getting worse?
Yeah, you don't. You don't. Unless you're racing to the bottom. And the Mets are not that kind of team. At least I don't think they're that kind of team.
I also just hate that. It's April 4th. Are they really doing this to us?
It's only because of how bad the start of the season is.
I'm aware.
And it's all at home.
It's the worst start.
That's the reason.
It is the worst start in my lifetime. Like, 97 was a bad start when they started on the West Coast. I think they started the year 4-8, something of that nature. Right now, I'm looking where the Mets are. I'm like, 4-8. I'd take that in a week. If they're 4-8, that means they're winning four more games. And somehow they're only losing three more games, if my math is correct, right?
And there's just a depression that's taken over Citi Field. I mean, there was more people in the stands in 2020. I mean, put some cardboard cutouts, make it look like it's actually a major league game. It's just so sad to watch this.
I think that's the bigger issue right now, Luke, is that the fan, it feels despondent.
Disinterested.
Yeah, they feel disinterested.
Well, guess what? I'm interested. I'm just sick. Let's go to Chris in Franklin Lake. Hey, Chris.
How we doing?
We're good.
I know. It's not great to be a Mets fan today, but
it's not great to be a Mets fan ever. How about that, Chris? Ever.
Well, Pete, I had a question for you. So today I just got the notification for the Giants draft party. Are you going to that? Because they said they need some special guests, and I was hoping that you'd be one of them.
The draft party in New Jersey?
MetLife, yeah.
I know. I'm not going to be there because there's a chance I'm going to be in Detroit. There's a chance I'm going to be at the draft. So, to be determined.
But why don't you, Chris, just go to the draft and you'll see Tiki.
Go to the actual draft.
Well, I know Tiki don't live that far, and I'm from Jersey. Cough, cough. If there's an extra feet on the plane, you know, sneak on with you. I'm tall, so I can look like golf clubs if you had to. You know?
Yeah, right.
But what do you call it? So for tomorrow, I said, you know, you're making fun of us for all spending all this money to go to the game.
Not making fun of, because trust me, I do it plenty. So I'm certainly not. I'm admiring anyone who does it because I understand it. But go ahead.
Well, even worse is then we bought them a couple of days ago, and then my wife gets a call today. Would you like free four Yankee tickets? So
what?
It's like, yeah. And I'm like stuck with these expensive tickets now, and it's like, well, which seats are better?
Well, yeah, that's what you do.
Well, the good news is, like, we live in a world now, and I think this is great for the season ticket holder, but great for the consumer, where you go on a SeatGeek, you go on a StubHub, you go on a Ticketmaster, and you sell it,
or you buy
it. The secondary
market is easy. It's so easy now.
The secondary market is great twofold. Number one, I don't know how one can be a season ticket holder without it. Unless you're willing to just throw money down the drain.
Yeah, money doesn't matter.
It's just
a luxury that you just happen to have because, hey, I kind of like baseball and I'll go when I want to. But otherwise, who cares?
And if you could do that, God bless you.
Right.
But I know, you know, for me, as just a human who's a husband with kids, like I have season tickets, I can't go to every single game. So I try to get some of my money back. Now, that's a failure. That's a failure right now with this baseball team. But I think the other cool thing about the secondary market is when you want to go to an event.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow is opening day at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees are off to this electric start. Juan Soto is about to make his Yankee Stadium debut. You are going to call sick out of work. Or maybe there'll just be a misunderstanding.
And you'll
show up late to work, even though everyone thinks you are off.
Or, Evan, it's Friday and nobody works on Friday anymore anyway.
Except for us. That is true. But if you want to go, you can go. Like, I was thinking about that with WrestleMania over the weekend. WrestleMania has two nights in Philadelphia, so it's sort of local. You drive down to Philly. It's expensive as all hell, but you can go. You go right now on the whatever secondary site you use. I ain't giving anybody free promotion right now unless they want to pay me. You can buy the tickets. The question is, and I always find this really, really difficult, for the Yankee fan who wants to go tomorrow, for the wrestling fan who wants to go to WrestleMania, what's the cutoff? Mm. What's that number where you say, I'm willing to pay it? And what's that number where you say, oh, hell no? Because WrestleMania has been in that zone for me where it's like,
yeah, this isn't really worth it. I'm not going to enjoy it enough.
Yankees opening day. Like, what's that number? Especially if you're, you know, hey, I got to sit in a decent seat. I got to be able to see the field.
Yeah.
Or I got to see the ring.
It's also who's coming with me. And what number am I buying? Just me? Or am it me, my wife, my kids?
That's true.
My buddy. Am I buying two tickets or am I buying five?
That's very, very true. You know what my wife decided to do with WrestleMania? Because she knew how expensive it was and she knows how the kids want to go.
Uh-huh.
She said, I got a great idea. Hope the kids aren't listening because it's a surprise. So shut the radio off, baby. We bought all sorts of WWE-themed T-shirts, napkins, plates, hats, cakes, and we are having WrestleMania party. How about that?
What?
What do you mean, what?
You're having a WrestleMania party?
For the kids, yeah. We're having a WrestleMania party.
As opposed to going to WrestleMania.
As opposed to dropping $1,800 to see a tiny itsy-bitsy ring and be in Philadelphia to watch professional wrestling.
What kind of food is going to be at the party?
Yeah.
I think Abuelo is going to be cooking up some fun stuff.
So where are our invites?
Oh, you wanted to come?
I mean, if Abuelo, who I've heard amazing things about.
Still waiting on that stuffing,
that
Teague.
Exactly. This stuffing from November, last November.
Yeah.
I mean.
You want to come to a WrestleMania party?
When is it?
It's for the kids. What? Saturday and Sunday. It's back-to-back nights.
This Saturday.
Yeah, WrestleMania Saturday. Oh, no, he's out.
I'll be in Virginia.
Oh, he's out. Would you really want to go?
I mean, if it was more than a kid party.
Wait, it's a kid party, though. That's all it is.
I mean, your kids aren't drinking alcohol.
No, they aren't. The funniest is, without like telling them we're doing this, we asked them, hey, what WWE t-shirt would you want if we bought one? And it was so funny to hear a three-year-old say, Roman Reigns. And even better, Lugie, to hear a seven-year-old say, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hell yeah.
Nobody wants the heel. Nobody wants the heel. The Rock.
The Rock has gone too far.
Pansies.
It's upset, Tiki. The Rock has gone too far in the Roberts household. Not to me, but I think to the kids. He feels
evil right now.
You think so?
Yeah, he really does.
Oh, man. Let's go to PJ and Old Beth Page. What's up, PJ?
Dude, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hang on. So what do we do with these beards now, like, that the Mets suck? You know, because, like, forget Pete Alonso. I don't even care anymore, man. I'm just so disgusted watching this. We're getting ridiculous.
It's a great question because I was thinking about it the other night. Like, I'm so disgusted by this horrible baseball team. Do we walk around with beards and support for Pete Alonso if this team is
I'm
just
going to
be trash? Yeah. I don't know. I think what we need to do, PJ, is have an emergency beard meeting.
And yeah, we all got to talk about it because I don't know. Tiki, you have any thoughts on this?
What do? You just you have faith in Pete.
We have faith in Pete?
Have faith in Pete.
So we just keep the beard, PJ. I think that's what Tiki suggests. Yeah.
I mean, what else can you do?
That sounds so hard right now.
What else can you do?
I mean, I don't know. You cut the give beard, up, give you, up and shave.
But if you give up and shave, that means you just don't care. That means you become indifferent.
Oh, come on.
And indifference is worse than hate or love. So ride it out, dude.
And
so the love for Pete when he's successful, the hate for Pete when he's not, but at least you don't care.
Here's the problem, and you're saying a lot of things that are very, very fair. This beard that I've grown, and I think PJ has joined in on, started a long time ago, and it started in support of Pete Alonso getting an extension. Now, forget all the highs and lows over the last few months. Forget the pickleball. Forget the painting. Forget that I'm almost going to cut it, and then Pete Alonso and Steve Gelb stop me. Forget all about that. Just put that out of your mind. It's been a long journey with the beard. And I envisioned that if this was going to go into the spring and the summer, at least I'd be watching my baseball team compete. If this baseball team is going to be 10-35, and Pete Alonso is going to be hitting 225 with every day the discussion being, should they trade him? Should they trade him? They got to trade him. You can't trade him. I don't know if I want to exist in that world. I don't know if this beard should exist in that world. So I kind of get it. I mean, I never want to give up, Tiki, but this is very, very frustrating.
I feel like if you cut the beard, then you're giving up on the Mets season. In total.
See, you're good, because now I'm never cutting the beard.
Exactly. So when it's I don't know. What
July 30th.
I was going to say. When it gets to end of summer or middle of summer, and it just feels like this thing is perpetually under 500, then I'll give you the okay.
I appreciate it. Real quick.
Hair not. You got to keep the hair, though.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.